WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
There's a rich heritage of independent record labels in this country stretching from the late 1940s to the present day. In the 60s, they tended to be in the South. And today, Ed Ward tells the story of one of the most obscure, Mirco Records of Shreveport, Louisiana.
When Dee Murray bought the Bayou Record Store in Shreveport, Louisiana in 1960, he changed the face of the Southern record business in two ways. The most notable was that the Bayou's former owner, Shelby Singleton Jr., headed to Nashville, where he began a long and colorful career that would bring us everyone from Jeannie C. Riley to Orion, the Maybe Elvis. Less notable was the fact that Murray started a handful of labels to record local country, rock, and soul talent. Mirco, his soul label, deserves to be better known.
I'm a losing boy, 'cause my baby is gone. I got the lovesick blues, so all I do is weep and moan. I have lost my chance and her romance, 'cause I'm a losing boy. I'm through with romance.
Eddie Giles' Losin' Boy was his first and only hit. Murray had been after Giles, a local gospel singer, to cut a soul record, and it took a while, but in 1967 he finally succeeded. The record took off in Dallas and then in various other locations in the South, and even charted for a brief moment. Giles went on to record more singles for Murray and later for other producers, but he wound up back in the church and hosts a gospel radio show in Shreveport to this day. If Eddie Giles was the up-tempo soul man, Reuben Bell was the ballad specialist.
You say forget you, find me somebody new. It's not that easy when I placed all my faith in you.
Songs like It's Not That Easy show a man with an expressive, soulful voice, and if the backup, always the weak point on these small-label Southern Soul records, isn't so good, you just don't notice it when Bell's voice is up front. Like Eddie Giles, Reuben Bell is still in Shreveport and released an album as late as 1982. Dory Grayson's still there, too, teaching school. I wonder how many of her students know this side of her. Grayson released six singles for Mirco, and none of them went anywhere, which is a shame because, as you can hear, she had some good material to work with. A lot of the problems labels like Mirco had were due to the fact that they weren't in the big cities, and neither was their audience. They weren't hip to the latest fashions in music, and so a lot of their records were a bit behind the curve. None of Dee Murray's productions shows this better than Charles Crawford's A Sad, Sad Song, which would have been a hit in 1968.
Feeling sorry for yourself and spending your nights alone. I said,
But a sad, sad song came out in 1973, long after such Otis Redding-flavored deep soul had been popular nationally. It was Crawford's only 45, although I understand he still performs around Dallas occasionally. Another thing small labels like Mirco are good for, though, are singles nobody else would record or release, and Ann Alford's 145 for High Sign, Mirco's successor, in 1972, was certainly that. Talk about a slice of life. Apparently, Ann and her husband Don showed up in Shreveport, cut the record, and left town. It and its flip side, If It Ain't One Thing, It's Another, are vignettes that are just too real and sordid to be hits, but they're fascinating documents. Dee Murray wound down his record labels in the 70s and closed Bayou Records in 1994. He, like so many of his artists, is still in Shreveport, remembered by a handful of European soul fanatics.
Ed Ward lives in Berlin. He played music from Shreveport Southern Soul, The Mirco Story, compiled by Ace Records of London.